In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm not going to lie, my brothers and sisters. I really, this week, wanted to preach on the lesson from 1 Corinthians. That lesson has everything a preacher needs to make a congregation squirm in a pew, or in this case, at home. Fornication, prostitutes, veiled references to, you know, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. I was going to work up a sermon about the use of our bodies as temples to God and fill it all with double entendre and innuendo. Unfortunately, I couldn't come up with a clean joke to start with. I found a lot of funny ones, don't get me wrong, but none of them were clean. There were a couple that might have worked, but Jennifer would have killed me because she right now is giving me a very dirty look. So, oh well. So I looked at the other lessons, and when I read the gospel, I couldn't help but be caught by two lines in the text. The first is when Philip runs up to Nathanael and he says, "I found him, the guy we've been waiting for. His name's Jesus, and he's from Nazareth." And what does Nathanael say? "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Now, if you have a personality that's as sarcastic as mine, when you hear that response, you can't help but grin a little. It's because you know that's the same thing you'd probably say. Now, I've never been to Nazareth. I don't personally know anyone except Jesus from Nazareth. But from what Nathanael says in the passage today, we can tell that Nazareth is either podunk or the ghetto, and I don't really want to be in either one of them. Growing up near the Ohio River, we made the same comments about Buckeyes. Someone driving like an idiot, it's an Ohio driver. Out-of-towner who gets in trouble with the law, must be from Ohio. One of my favorite stories is about a young man from West Virginia named Clarence, who started seeing this girl from across the river. And when her brothers found out, they got real upset and told the girl they were going to cross the bridge and rough up this Clarence guy, and often the truck they drove. The girl was worried sick, but a few minutes later, the truck came back home and her brothers got out. And they made their way up to the porch where she was standing. She said, "You didn't hurt him, did you?" And the oldest brother said, "No. Why didn't you tell us he was a giant?" "What do you mean?" she said. "Well, when we got up to the bridge, we saw the sign that said, Clarence, 14 feet, and we knew we couldn't whip him." My apologies to all those who may be from Ohio. Years later, after moving to Ohio for seminary, I found out that they tell the exact same story, only in reverse. So that passage stuck with me because it resonated. The second passage that caught my eye was when Jesus is telling Nathanael what's in store for him. He says, "You will see greater things than these." Now, Nathanael had just been told by Jesus where he'd been a few hours earlier, before they'd actually met. Jesus said he knew him while he was, quote, sitting under a fig tree, which most people believe was a euphemism for studying Scripture. Nathanael had just witnessed Jesus, when you really boil it down, perform a little parlor trick. Jesus knew where he'd been. Not nearly as impressive as walking on water, turning water into wine, or raising the dead. Nathanael hears Jesus say this to him, and he's all ready to declare him the Messiah. Jesus kind of laughs at this and basically says, "That's all it took?" My guess is that if Jesus knew Nathanael was sitting under a fig tree earlier, he knew about the put-down on Nazareth. Now that, my brothers and sisters, was a quick change of mind. That passage struck me because I just wonder what sort of things Nathanael saw. Nathanael is only mentioned one other time in the Bible. After the resurrection, he is one of the disciples who meet Jesus by the Sea of Galilee. And for those keeping score at home, Nathanael is assumed by most to be the man called Bartholomew in the other Gospels. Tradition says that this man traveled to India, Ethiopia, and Armenia, proclaiming the good news. It would be in Armenia that he would die, being crucified upside down while being flayed alive. So that we know that Nathanael saw his Lord die, saw the resurrected Jesus, saw amazing parts of the world, met some of the most fascinating characters to ever walk the earth in the persons of the New Testament world, and ultimately saw the price of following his God. Jesus was right. That is a lot more impressive than a simple parlor trick. So I'm left to wonder, since both of these notions have stuck out in my mind, if there is some major connection that applies to us here today. So I had these ideas. My brothers and sisters, it's hard to be a small church. It's hard to be a church virtually. A lot of the duties get passed around to a handful of people. It's even harder when many in the congregation remember when it was twice, three times, or even four times the size that it may be today. Things we used to do just aren't as attainable as they once were. We often wonder if we make a difference or if we've just been waiting around to see how long the lights stay on. And if there's a place that serves as the butt of many jokes today, it's Appalachia. It's not politically correct to make fun of too many people, but it seems like you can easily get away with it whenever someone from the mountains are the butt of the joke. Comedians, talk show hosts, your average guy at the water cooler all take pot shots at us. The world wonders, and because of it, sadly, I think many of us wonder, can anything good come out from this place? Well, this past year, we've come together even while apart. Members of this congregation have stepped up to ensure worship happens. People have jumped at the opportunity to help, making masks for members and friends who needed them, bringing meals for others after an illness or surgery, planting flowers, watering flowers, sending cards, making cookies. We've made Christmas happen for families that otherwise would have had nothing to be cheerful about at the holidays. We raised money for major church projects. We raised money for the Church Periodical Club, the United Thank Offering, and other national and diocesan programs. We ensured meals were still being served at the Union Mission, and we have fed families and helped heat their homes all throughout the pandemic. Each week, people are still contributing to my discretionary fund, some of which is used for the most vulnerable here in town, for the many problems that they face. Every Sunday, the beautiful flowers that grace the altar are sent to members or friends of the parish who need cheering up or encouragement or a blessing. Every time there's a joy in the midst of this crisis, like a birth or a baptism, this parish celebrates. And when there's tragedy, this parish still mourns together. This past year has seen us make the best of a bad situation. We may not be doing the things the way we want or would like, but never once did we stop being the church. My brothers and sisters, I have seen greater things than simply a small church. I have seen greater things than a little town in the middle of Appalachia. And I don't care where you think you're from. I don't care what you've been told about where you're from or where you worship. I've seen the body of Christ at work. And when you sit down and think about it, I think you'll agree that you've seen it too. That's the message we need to send out from this place. Philip in the gospel lesson doesn't give any long reasons on why Nathanael should come and see Jesus. He just says, come and see. I think that's all we really have to do here in Bluefield. We don't need to go into long explanations over why Christ Church or the Episcopal Church is great. We just need to continue being the body of Christ so that when the time comes and they can come, they too will see. If we are going to call ourselves the light on the hill, we must be that light on the hill. When we are that light on the hill, we show the world and we show each other greater things than simply a church, greater things than simply a small town. Can anything good come from out of this place? Oh, yes. We have so much to give. We have so much love to offer. We have been given so much. And my brothers and sisters, if we continue to be the church, we will see greater things than these. Amen.